single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
수요일. Welcome to Living Life. What do you think? How can you put an elephant into a fridge? It's a very tricky question. It's actually a funny joke among the Korean pastors I heard. There are two ways, actually. First way is very easy. You can open the door of the fridge and you can just put it in, put the elephant in, and close the door. And that's the first way. I know it sounds doesn't make sense, but that's how you put the elephant in there. There's a second way, actually, which is an easier way for you, and is to call the youth pastor. And the youth pastor will solve everything for you. And that's what, it's a kind of like internal joke among the Korean churches, that a lot of actually the pastors are making joke of this because the youth pastors are doing a lot of work. And it's a very sound easy solution, but which is not a kind of right solution either. But another question then, what can be the solution for our sins? This is a question that in every religion, that every people in the world are asking. And a lot of them actually come to know Christ because of this question. How can I solve the problem of sin? And in today's passage that we're going to look at, Isaiah 62, verses 10 through 63, verse 6, it shows us that there is a Savior, and that Savior will solve the problem of sin. Let's look at the passage together.
Isaiah chapter 62, verse 10 through chapter 63, verse 6. Pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, remove the stones, raise a banner for the nations. The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted. Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah, with his garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength? It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are your garments red like those of one treading the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the nations no one was with me. I trampled them in my anger and trod them down in my wrath. Their blood spattered my garments and I stained all my clothing. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redemption has come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that no one gave support. So my own arm worked salvation for me, and my own wrath sustained me. I trampled the nations in my anger, and my wrath I made them drunk, and poured their blood on the ground.
I remember when I was in elementary, in the Sunday school, the teacher asked us to kind of write down our sins as part of the program, and we'll write down and we'll just burn that sin through the candle, the fire. And I was thinking, like, what kind of sins I committed? And one thing that came up to my mind was the sin that I committed to my brother. So, and I wrote down my sins against my brother, because as I was growing up with my brother, we fought a lot. We fought every week, and it's not just the verbal quarrel, but we had the physical fight every week. And I remember just I felt bad fighting against my brother. So I think the Holy Spirit reminded me in my heart that it was sin. So I confessed it and I wrote it down, and I burned it with fire, and thinking that it's all solved. But we need to remember, I wasn't thinking back then, but the thing that we need to remember is that we cannot solve the problem of sin just by burning it on through the fire. It's not the ultimate solution of the sin. We are unable to bring righteousness with our own effort. But we need to remember that it's only through divine intervention, only through God walking into our lives, that He can bring the solution for the sins. And that's what today's passage is talking about. We all face the problem of sin, and that God is reminding us, or the writer of Isaiah is reminding us, that our sins can be solved through a Savior. And that Savior we know, of course, is Jesus Christ. In verse 11 of chapter 62, it says, "The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, His reward is with Him, and His recompense accompanies Him." Right? Isaiah is reminding us that the Savior is coming. The Savior is coming to restore. The Savior is coming to restore His people. Who is that Savior? Right? There's a description of that Savior in chapter 63. Verse 1, it says, "Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah, with garments stained crimson? Who is this robed in splendor, standing forward in the greatness of His strength?" In verse 2, "Why are your garments red like those one treading the winepress?" And Isaiah is describing the Savior as the one whose garment is stained crimson and whose garment is red. And the reason we see in the further passage is the garment was red because of the blood. The garment was stained through the blood that the Savior was stepping on the blood of the people when He was judging and punishing His enemies on His way back to His people, when He was coming to bring salvation to the people. And why? What does it tell us? It's not only about the Savior just killing, right, the physical enemies of Israel, but it goes beyond that, right? The core importance of this passage is that it's not just about the physical enemies that we have in our lives or the Israelites had in their lives, but the core problem that we all have is a sinful nature that's in us. In the core of our heart, there's a sin that's keeping us away from God, and that's just keeping us away from obeying God and following the steps of God. And the Savior came to solve that problem. The Savior came to step and to trample on the sins that's in the core of our heart. And the Savior came to save us. The Savior came to solve that problem, sin. And He got rid of that sin so that we can stay with God and we can be His people again. And this is what Isaiah is talking about. Our problem that we face as people of God is that we are weak. And we are just filled with sinful life, and because the sin is in us. And that problem can be solved only through the Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what this passage is reminding us. But why? Why only Jesus Christ? And it's clear in chapter 63, verse 3 and 5, right? It says, "There is no one. No one was with me." In verse 5, it says, "There was no one to help." Right? There is no one that can bring salvation but Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ can be a salvation to us, can be a Savior to us in our lives. And that's one thing that we need to remember. We need Savior, right? The Savior needs to come to save us, but the Savior can only be Jesus Christ. There's only one Savior, because no one else could offer that help, because no one else is righteous, and no one else has the ability to save, and no one else is sinless and pure and strong enough to save us from our sins. Let Jesus Christ trample our sins, your sins, and let Him trod them down before His feet. right? When he comes into our lives, when he walks into our lives, and we'll be called the holy people. That's what verse 12 is telling us. Verse 12, it says, they will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you'll be called sought after, the city no longer deserted, right? That's the promise that God is giving us. When Jesus Christ walks into our lives, that we'll be holy people. And that's the only way that we can restore that name, that we can regain that name, the redeemed of the Lord. Only when Jesus Christ walks into our lives. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is our Lord, and who came, who walked into our lives to restore that name for us, the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. Lord, help us to just regain that name by abiding in Jesus Christ and by allowing Jesus Christ into our hearts. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, help us to live according to your will, according to the steps of Jesus Christ. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
program은 시청자 여러분의 소중한 후원으로 제작됩니다.